followed off with energy drinks and good music.
Many people think ACME stands for a company that makes everything. What does it really stand for?
Adults can manipulate everything.
How would you describe the Oz?
The all-seeing, all-knowing, awesome Oz.
Yeah, man.
If Porky Pig and Oz got into a smackdown, who would take the belt home?
I'd have to go with Porky, because Porky kicks ass.
He kicks pig butt. Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
That's
that,
folks.
Nice.
Really? You practice.
Yeah.
Who has had the least amount of sleep on your team?
That would be me.
Yeah? How many hours of sleep have you had?
Less than three.
Three, but you've had all the answers, correct?
And not all of them. A lot of help from friends.
Good.
How many members are on your team?
Between five and seven at any given moment.
Summarize this year's contest in three words.
Punch, drunk, awesome.
How many clicks does it take to get to the center of the internet?
Only two if you're asking the right questions.
If you were Pepe Le Pew, how would you seduce others?
With my awesome accent and wit.
Give me an example of what that accent sounds like.
I'm too tired to come up with any.
Okay, Danny DeVito, Bill Murray, and the Oz walk into a bar. What next?
Bill Murray buys them all drinks because he's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's the right answer.
What is your team's slogan?
Blow out your arse.
Now, can you say it with a British accent?
Oi, blow out your arse. That's more Irish, I guess.
Wile E. Coyote uses ACME products to try and catch Roadrunner. What ACME product would you use if you had the chance?
None, because technically Wile E. Coyote can outrun the Roadrunner and catch him without any ACME device.
Look it up.
Two questions to the center of the internet.
What's the craziest radio station this side of Albuquerque?
WWSP 90 FM.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Aubrey Giordana.
And this is Connor Godfrey.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance Company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952. You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Bank local with Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank, proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. And serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 28 is, Hey Ned, where are your pants? Again, Hey Ned, where are your pants? To pick up your prize, bring the copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90 FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as for Hour 27, in fifth place with 3,870 points is Freshly Squeezed. In fourth place with 4,045 points is Tin Man. In third place with 4,090 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 4,405 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. And in first place with 4,815 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in Hour 27. Question 1 is worth 40 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 95 points. Question 7 is worth 20 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Again, here are the point values for questions in Hour 27. Question 1 is worth 40 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 95 points. Question 7 is worth 20 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Now, here's your question number 1 of Hour 29 of Trivia 44. What is described as being the Taj Mahal of overhaul? Again, question 1 for Hour 29 of Trivia 44 is, what is described as being the Taj Mahal of overhaul? Good night and good luck.
Question 1 of Hour 29. What is described as being the Taj Mahal of overhaul? Keep it going, Trivia 44. This is 90 FM. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the the question one of hour 29, what is described as being the Taj Mahal of overhaul? The answer is the American Garage. The answer for question one, hour 29, the American Garage. On to question two, fictional character Putnam Bowers, Huntington III is pictured in a magazine. The picture is mentioned by the lead character in a movie. One of these characters waits in a beauty shop waiting for you. What is the name of the magazine? Question two, hour 29, fictional character What is the name of the magazine? In the middle of question two, hour 29 of Trivia 44, fictional character Putnam Bowes Huntington III is pictured in a magazine with his fiance. The picture is mentioned by the lead character in a movie while the lead character waits in a beauty shop waiting area. What is the name of the magazine?
Self-control. I do not.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question two of hour 29. Fictional character Putnam Bowes Huntington III is pictured in with his fiance. The picture is mentioned by the lead character in a movie while the lead character waits in a beauty shop waiting area. What is the name of the magazine? The answer is Fox and Hound. The answer for question two is Fox and Hound. On to question three. Speaking of hounds, what is the name of the comic strip family, the Bumsteads? Pet dog. Question three, hour 29. Speaking of hounds, what is the name of the comic strip family, the Bumsteads' pet dog? Question number three of hour 29. Speaking of hounds, what is the name of comic strip family, the Bumsteads' pet dog?
Thank you.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question three of hour 29. Speaking of hounds, what is the name of comic strip family the Bumstead's pet dog? And the answer is Daisy. The answer for question number three, hour 29, is Daisy. On to question four. A company spokesperson is seen in a television commercial in a variety of situations, wearing a hunting outfit, getting a massage, getting a treatment with cucumbers on his eyes, and on downhill skis. What is the first and last name of this multi-talented spokesperson? Again, question four, hour 29. A company spokesperson is seen in a television commercial in a variety of situations, wearing a hunting outfit, getting a massage, getting a treatment with cucumbers on his eyes, and on downhill skis. What is the first and last name of this multi-talented spokesperson?
Are you mad? Yes, you are. I love you so well. To the end of time, you won't see me. Are you mad? Yes, you are. And I see you, you see. Now I can see I've fallen.
On question four of hour 29, a company spokesperson is seen in a television commercial in a variety of situations, wearing a hunting outfit, getting a massage, getting a treatment with cucumbers on his eyes, and on downhill skis. What is the first and last name of this multi-talented spokesperson?
Oh, did it call a bell cat? Folks come to my house with black cat bones. I take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's it been? Up to your house and gone again. Oh, dilly, have you heard? My pretty baby did see what's worth.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question number four, hour 29. A company spokesperson is seen in a television commercial in a variety of situations, wearing a hunting outfit, getting a massage, getting a treatment with cucumbers on his eyes, and on downhill skis. What is the first and last name of this multi-talented spokesperson? And the answer is John Cleese. The answer is John Cleese. On to question number five of hour 29, television character Carol Bradford's pet goldfish, Harvey, was fond of watching television, and in particular was crazy about a certain television character. What is the name of that character? Question five, hour 29, television character Carol Bradford's pet goldfish, Harvey, was fond of watching television, in particular was crazy about a certain television character. What is the name of that character?
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Together, so happy.
be together? How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
We are in the middle of question 5, hour 29. Television character Carol Bradford's pet goldfish, Harvey, was fond of watching television and in particular was crazy about a certain television character. What is the name of that character?
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea. I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Those phones down in the back. Question 5 of hour 29. Television character Carol Bradford's pet goldfish, Harvey, was fond of watching television and in particular was crazy about a certain television character. The name of that character is Flipper. The answer for question 5, hour 29, is Flipper. On to question number 6. Grab your new trivia times and turn to picture number 14. The character in picture number 14 is a dapper-looking spokes character for a snack food which is approved by a certain diet program. What is the name of that diet program? Question 6, hour 29. Grab your new trivia times and turn to picture number 14. The character in picture number 14 is a dapper-looking spokes character for a snack food which is approved by a certain diet program. What is the name of that diet program?
Had a crazy dream about a chick in a black bikini. Oh, she looked so good, she couldn't be real. She must be a magic genie, but she disappeared around the corner. All I saw were three doors and the top of her bikini. I made it through the first door, there was a party going on. I asked about the chick, but what they said was free. Which took me to Africa, I presume. This really far out cat was screaming half crazy. Ball, 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 ball,
We are in the middle of question number 6, hour 29. Grab your new trivia times and turn to picture number 14. The character in picture number 14 is a dapper-looking spokes character for a snack food which is approved by a certain diet program. What is the name of that diet program?
Philosophy.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question number 6 of Hour 29. Grab your new trivia times and turn to picture number 14. The character in picture number 14 is a dapper-looking spokes character for a snack food which is approved by a certain diet program. What is the name of that diet program? Atkins. The answer for question number 6, Hour 29, is Atkins. On to question number 7, what is the first and last name of the athlete who won the skateboard vert title at the 2006 Right Guard Open? Question number 7, Hour 29, what is the first and last name of the athlete who won the skateboard vert title at the 2006 Right Guard Open? Keep it going, Trivia Town. This is Trivia 44 on 90FM, your only alternative. The middle of question number 7, Hour 29. What is the first and last name of the athlete who won the skateboard vert title at the 2006 Right Guard Open?
Baby, baby, sweet baby. I'm
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question 7 of Hour 29. What is the first and last name of the athlete who won the skateboard vert title at the 2006 Right Guard Open? And the answer is Sean White. The answer for question number 7, Hour 29, is Sean White.
Hi there, Dylan.
How's it going?
All right. Hey, would you get out song snippet number 2 into the cart? In the computer, yep. Okay. Answering phones from the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. They're all hammed up back there, ready to go and answer the phones for you this shift. Thanks to the Pepsi-Cola bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids, 2430 Jefferson Street in Rapids. Cops Food, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue in Stevens Point, 344-2290. Applebee's at 5609 U.S. Highway 10 East in the beautiful city of Poinsky. And they're at 345-0186, Taco Bell, 433 Division Street in Stevens Point, 342-0933. And Topper's Pizza, 249 Division Street in Stevens Point, 342-4242. And Cellcom Cellular on 101 Division Street, 344-5341. And, of course, remember that in Stevens Point, through the miracle of technology, we have to dial the 715 first. Oh, God, yes. All right, so what I'm going to do is, I need the point totals for the, you know what, I'm going to have to do this. Go ahead and run the next question.
Okay, the next question is question 8 of Hour 29. What is the first and last name of the television character who formed an adult league basketball team named the T-Squares? Question 8, Hour 29. What is the first and last name of the television character who formed an adult league basketball name named the T-Squares?
Oh, it's so nice.
Okay, we are in the middle of question 8, Hour 29. What is the first and last name of the television character who formed an adult league basketball team named the T-Squares?
Fire. 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 Fire.
let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights.
Too many nights.
Too many stars.
Too many stars.
Too many moons to change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Don't you linger in the moonlight when I'm gone.
While I'm gone.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Don't let the moon break your heart.
Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. What is the first and last name of the television character who formed an adult league basketball team named the T-Squares? And the answer for question number 8 is Ted Mosby. For question number 8, it is Ted Mosby. I got a commercial coming up for you, and then news with Daisha Giordana. Thank you for listening. This is 90 FM.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association will remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Good evening. My name is Daisha Giordano with 90 FM News. An Ohio police chief says he ate cake left in his kitchen without realizing it was laced with cannabis oil. Lauraville Chief Mike Berkemeyer says he fell ill after eating the cake a couple of weeks ago and couldn't figure out what was wrong. He says he drove a few blocks to the police station where medics took him for medical testing. The Logan Daily News reports that Berkemeyer was hospitalized for more than a day. While there, a phone call with his daughter revealed the cake had been laced with an oil form of the psychoactive chemical component that causes a high from marijuana. Berkemeyer tells WBNS-TV that one of his daughter's friends took the cake to his home about 35 miles southeast of Columbus. There's no word of criminal charges. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters. 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In central Wisconsin weather, it's 37 degrees outside, and I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 28, and question one of Hour 30 of Trivia 4 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Connor from 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Sure would.
What's your team name?
8...D...... Type it out on the computer. I'll figure it out.
Is there a reason you picked this for your trivia team name?
Somebody was really immature.
What are you guys all doing to stay up this year?
Drinking more and caring less.
Summarize this year's contest in three words.
No parents, no rules.
That's four.
I said it really fast.
What is your team's slogan?
No parents, no rules.
Wile E. Coyote uses Acme products to try and catch Roadrunner.